is the victim, suspect, witness. I don't even know what they are anymore. Are they awake? And are they lucid? No. We simply don't have the time for this. There is absolute chaos and panic happening right now. People appearing, disappearing. The person inside that room is the first known human being put in the situation, we think. So it's absolutely important that we get to talk to them. Yes, I'm not kidding. This is a matter of not even national, but global importance. Someone or something is out there teleporting people and through time and space, and we don't understand what is going on right now, so I need to talk to them. I won't be aggressive. There's a technique at the Bureau that we use where we try and calm down disoriented witnesses or victims or even suspects themselves. We try to calm them, avoid disorientation, and make sure that they only give us the facts. Now, it's not 100% perfect, but it's... I know this technique, and it will work. But I need to be in close contact with them. I need to be in close contact with them. You can supervise, for sure. But we really need to talk to this person. Thank you. All right, let's see. Excuse me. Are you awake? Are you lucid? Are you hearing this? Can you hear me? Yes, okay, yes. Sorry, I had to do that just to wake them up and make sure that they understand the situation that's going on right now. Hello, I'm the detective with the Bureau, and we really need your help right now. Could you please just try to be a little bit more awake? Could you please reach out to my voice right now? Try to reach out to my voice and help us. What you have witnessed, what has happened to you, what you've gone through is really, really important for us to discuss. Please. Okay. Nod if you're with us. Good. Thank you. Okay. All right. So, I am going to go through a set of events with you, and I would like for you to please try your best to connect with these events and tell me anything and everything that you remember. Try to reach out to through your five senses, your eyes, your ears, what you've smelled, your touch, and everything, really. If you can just please try and reach out through these memories. What you know, what you remember is very critical. Now, I understand you might be a little bit under stress because you don't understand what's going on right now, who we are, how we found you, etc. And I will explain everything in detail, but mind you, you might be in for a shock. So, easy way to say this. October 1st, 2022, 10 p.m. October 1st, 2022, 10 p.m. Do you remember that date? Okay. Do you remember what you were doing? No? Do you remember the day, at the very least, your tasks? What were you doing before 10 p.m.? Were you at home, at school, at work? Where were you? What were you doing? Were you... Okay. You don't remember. You were probably just lazing around at home. All right. Listen. This may come as a shock to you, but what date do you think it is today? Okay. I want to prepare you right now. Here. Have this. Alright. It's just some water. Nothing's in it. Don't worry. It is October 5th, 2032. Yes, you heard that right. It is October 5th, 2032. No, this is not a joke. This is not a prank. No, you're not. Sorry, YouTube? Yeah, it's something different now. Don't worry about it. No, but no, you're not being filmed right now. This is real. It is 2032. I mean, if you take a look around in your surroundings at the moment, does any of this look like you're in 2022? Like, would the wall is literally touchscreen. they can show you. Could you please touch that wall over there? Yes. What you're seeing is, well, projectors can now be like that classic movie, Iron Man, with Tony Stark moving shit around. Yes. Did I just call Iron Man a class? Yes, it's been decades since it's been released, no? Anyways, we're moving away from the point. It's 2032, October 5th. The last time you were seen was October 1st, 2022 at 10 p.m. We don't know exactly what you were doing, but this is an album. I know it's paper, it's a waste of the environment, but this is an album of every missing person who has disappeared the same way that you have. This. Do you recognize this? Do you recognize this? Yeah, this is October 1st, 2022, 10 p.m. This is you, right here. Do you know this electrical fence? Do you know what's beyond this electrical fence right here? You don't recognize this electrical fence. This is within a secret compound of our operations. We have no idea how you got here All we see is you walking down this road with the electrical fence right next to you. You try to reach out to it, but before you even do that, this, do you recognize this? This flash of light right here. There was a flash of light. It was pink, green, bluish flash of light. It was big and bright and glowy, and it lasted for about 10 seconds. We don't know where this came from. It completely fried our electrical fence. But after the light has died down, you just disappear. Yes, here are still images of the next moments after you disappeared. It was like you were wiped off from the face of the earth. You weren't even at the corner of that camera. You were smack dab in the middle. We have tried everything. We have enhanced the image. We've zoomed as much as we can. We played around with the colors and everything. Thermal scanners. Everything. And it's like you just disappeared. Like you were snapped out of existence. Now, do you recognize this spot right here? Here. This coast. Right, and the lighthouse behind you. Do you recognize this? No. Do you even know what country you're in? Yeah. It doesn't exist anymore. I am not going to go through the details of what happened after the war. But, just know that the world has completely rearranged after a bunch of old grumpy men decided to wave their sticks at each other. Anyways. Things are peaceful now. It was a very short, quick, decisive war, but it definitely scarred some folks. Well, everyone, basically. And when I say everyone, I mean everyone. Anyways, so you don't remember what you were doing at our compound, and you don't know what year it is, you don't know even where you are, like what country you are at. I mean, that makes sense. You didn't exactly wash away or wash into our shores. You appeared. In the same way that you disappeared, you appeared through a flash of light. And you're not the only one. There are dozens of you popping around everywhere and in different areas and coasts, and it is driving us crazy. We don't know what phenomenon is this, but we know you're the first one. We know that you are the first human being to ever go through this time. Skip space jump thing. We're still trying to figure out how you've warped here. You do have some, hang on. You do have some missing record files, and your family and friends did try to find you. From what I can gather online, there was a huge search that went on for you. However, It's the same case for every other person who has showed up in the same way that you have. Except when we tried to look for your friends and family, there's just no record of them. It's like they don't exist in this reality. It's like you jumped from one reality to another, is what I'm trying to tell you. It's insane, and I know you probably just want to lay down and take this all in and have every single detail of everything that happened to you be relayed to you, but unfortunately we just do not have the time. No, we don't. Here. Get my phone. Here. These are images of the same people who have appeared, well, disappeared in history and appeared in this present with little to no detail. And if you see, they appeared and disappeared in the same way. Mind you, in different locations, but we just can't understand. So we were hoping that if you could tell us the details of how you even got in front of our compound in the first place. What was going on? Did you just have a manic episode? A moment of fugue? I really want to understand. What were the last moments that you remembered? You were going to the fridge to get food. Okay. But that doesn't explain how you ended up in our compound. Do you know your address? Fuck, that's about a 6-hour flight. And that's with current, that's with the current technology that we have today. If I calculate back, that would be, holy shit. You'd have been 18 hours away from this place. How did you get here? The flash of light, do you remember? Does your memory even recall these bright visuals of pink, green, blue, glowing? You do. You do. Okay. That's good. That's good. We can start with that. Is there a sound that you remember? Think hard and think carefully. Close your eyes and just think. Think of the sounds that you are hearing. Try to reach back to that memory of that flash, of that glow. It glowed for a few seconds, so you must at the very least remember what you were hearing. Some fluttering. Okay, good. And is this fluttering? This fluttering. Could you hear? Am I doing the right sound? Yes. Okay. So, we can then say that something, someone was there with you. Do you remember what your body was doing? Were you walking? Were you running towards the light? Were you trying to run away from the light? You were walking towards or away? Walking towards it at first, and then trying to walk away. Okay. Okay. Do you remember anything from that light? Could you remember seeing past through that light? Is there anything that you remember? Try to think. Alright, I'm going to use a different sound to maybe try and trigger that memory. You said you heard fluttering? Okay, close. close your eyes. Try to remember. I'm going to use different sounds to trigger your memory. Reaching out to something, anything reaching out to you, anything at the center of that light. No, okay. What a different sound. How about this? Does this help you remember anything? Okay, you remember things crawling, human, animals, insects, you can't tell the shape, at the very least, you hear crawling, what about the shape, is there anything similar that you can pull out of, anything that you can recognize, anything at all? Spiders? You saw spiders crawling towards you. Is that why you stepped back? Is that what you stepped back because you saw an odd shape of spiders crawling? Okay, you're doing great. You're doing good. Well done. I know they're stressed out right now, but please, this is very important. Okay. This is not freaking me out at all. I will be honest, it is. We have to work together on this, okay? We have to work here. Have a bit more of this. Okay. But you're sure? And if you try to reach out to your memories again, do they change? Do they shift? You're absolutely 100% sure. Okay. What is this? I'm trying to think. We've asked a couple of people before, but they all saw different things. You're the first one to say spiders. I'm not quite sure. Yes, the others said snakes. The others said they even saw something, either a rhino or a hippo. But everyone that's answered so far has given different answers. And you're sure? If I change the sound, will it change your mind? That's something, because again, the answers are always different. So, what about this? Does it cause your memories to pull on something different? Does it cause your brain to reach out to something different, a different shape, maybe? What about this? Adamant that you saw what you saw. Okay. I will note this down. So, there's no direct answers yet that I can get from you, but what you've given me is good, and while it has gone around in circles, at the very least you remember something. Do you remember when you woke up? You were in the shore. You weren't laying down. You were standing up. And you said it was like you were sleepwalking. It's like you sleepwalked your way all the way here. But you do remember how long it would take via flight for you to get here. So, do you remember any floating feeling? Any, you know, loss of gravity maybe? No, it felt like you were just walking towards a direction. Your feet aren't tired, no? You said you weren't. At least that's what the people who found you told me. They felt like they were burning. I can't imagine you walking all the way here, I swear. But we will have to take note of that. Do you have their hospital records? They're going to pull up your hospital records from me, and I will see if you had any physiological changes that remain unexplained. I will give you the details, of course. I promise you that we will figure this out together. But again, you really have to reach deep down your mind to remember. So you don't remember floating. You don't remember the loss of gravity. You just remember ending up walking, and you thought you were sleepwalking. It's aligned with what the other people have said, yes. Okay. So that the moment of which you appeared is aligned with how others have described this as well. That's that they have had some physiological changes. Some of them did not report the burning on your legs in the same way that you have. Others have said that their arms or shoulders felt like lead, like it was heavy. I can't really think of anything else at the moment, but an alien abduction. Well, I would believe anything now that we've seen. Well, I've seen so much. If it were an alien abduction, though, it doesn't make sense what they've done. If you have somehow stepped into a wormhole of sorts that has withdrawn you from your time and your place and put you in this reality, then that would explain something, but it wouldn't explain the dozens of people who have done the same. They haven't disappeared at the same time as you have. They have different records. You're just the earliest. 2022, yes. Others disappeared a year later, 2023. Others disappeared as late as just last year. So all of this is just really confusing. We are starting to mark the spots of which people have been appearing and disappearing, and we haven't found any patterns yet. Yours was just the most significant because, again, you were the first reported case, and you disappeared right in front of our compound. I can't tell you what our bureau is. It's, unfortunately for you, top secret. But I can tell you that if you don't know, you were not supposed to know, and you're not supposed to be there. So it really is just confusing. It's really mind-boggling. Anyways, so end our conversation here. Please get some rest, and I'll leave this here with you. I'm sure you're gonna need a refreshment after that stressful situation. Try as I might to calm you down with different sounds, it really is a challenge sometimes. with situations like these. But thank you so much for your patience. I'll try and get back to you as soon as I can. And if you remember anything, please tell the doctors. I will rush here as fast as I can, okay? All right. Thank you. Thank you so much for your cooperation. I really, really appreciate it. Docs, I have to go. Please take care of the patient and any physiological changes, any physical changes, anything, please alert me. You have my number. You have a good day.